All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is November the 14th, 2022. Good morning. It is Monday here on the East Coast. Beautiful day. Beautiful. Beautiful day. It's a little chilly, right where it's supposed to be, I would imagine. It's been a little warm. Ugh. I like the warmth, but I like the warmth during the warm time. This is the cold time, so I'm not a big fan of freezing cold, but I definitely, you know, let's keep it moving. You know, I don't want to be wearing shorts in December, which has happened, not that often. But anyway, yeah, so hope everyone is doing well, hanging in there. I don't know if you've listened to the last couple of podcasts. I have. I actually went back and listened to those podcasts. And, you know, I'm sort of, you know, I've been doing this a long time, right? I mean, not perfectly. I've clearly shared my ups and downs in this program and on my journey to sobriety. But I can tell you that I've had more of sort of a revelation lately than I ever have, which is weird because, you know, it's not like much has changed. I'm doing the same thing as I usually have or usually do. But, you know, I guess over time, it just starts to slowly come to us, I suppose. And, you know, this relationship with my higher power and the relationship with this lower power that I have, I've been always aware of, you know. It's got different names, you know, the different shoulders, right? But I've never really paid much attention to it, honestly. I just kind of took it for granted that that was just always a thing, and it wasn't really a big deal. But, yeah, it really, it's opened up my eyes to just this journey that I'm on and how different things play a role in it. And, I don't know, it's just been really, it's been kind of a, sometimes I feel like I pulled the curtain back and I've seen too much. It's been great to, for me at least, to kind of go through this. Very, very fascinating stuff. So today's Monday. So last week, so let's just say a week ago or 2 weeks ago today, or maybe just a week ago from today. Last Monday, I was sort of facing a busy week, right? I had somebody ask me if I would speak at a meeting this past Friday. And I was like, you know, of course, yes. Right. And then another friend asked if I would be interested in playing on the basketball team for, you remember the Harlem Globetrotters? Well, this is the Harlem Wizards, and same sort of deal, basketball. And a friend of mine asked me if I would be interested in playing on the team that would be playing against the Harlem Wizards. And I was like, yeah, I'd do that. I mean, does it matter that I do not know how to play basketball? Yeah. Let's go, Striper. Yeah, so this is the band I was talking about the other day that, and I'm sure you've heard of them. Big band in the 80s, Christian rock, great message. One of the things that kind of, I was listening to that and thinking, you know, how do they know all this, right? How do they know this relationship with Jesus Christ and all this stuff? And I guess it's from the Bible, I would imagine, because, you know, and this is one of the things that I was thinking about as I listened to those podcasts is how, you know, and I even said it, how do you find this relationship with a higher power? It's very bizarre. And just like, you know, whether it's how I've gone to school, how I've, it seems like, done everything in my life, I did the same sort of way trying to figure out this relationship with the higher power, which is, you know, I come from the school of hard knocks. I have to kind of bump along the bottom and figure it out as I go. And, you know, so like I shared, and I'm going to bring this all together here in one fine little package in the end, but I just wanted to, you know, so I had, you know, I was asked to speak at a meeting this week, and I was asked to play against the Harlem Wizards. And I was like, yes, yes. And I've shared before, and I'll share it today, one of the greatest things I have found, you know, Captain Obvious, you know, obviously when you get sober, you don't drink, and all the issues that come along with that tend to, you know, disappear, like drunk driving and, you know, falling and getting stitches and dumb shit like that. But this other thing, this other part of my life that showed up was this ability to enjoy it, the ability to enjoy my life. And one of the things that I've always said since I've been sober is I'm not going to say no to anything. I'm not saying no to anything. Now, I can tell you that I'm not skydiving. I'm not flying in any little small planes, even though I have flown in some small planes. I don't know if I would do that again. I'm starting to get in my head about dumb shit like that. I'd probably fly in a small plane, but I'm not skydiving. I'm not doing anything that on the outside looks like I should probably not do it, right? And skydiving and stuff like that seems like one of them. But I have been given the green light to have an amazing life. And I'm all on board, so I say no to nothing. And just cross my fingers that it will work out. And like my buddy Matt used to say, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it will work out. And it does. And it did. So I have had one of those weeks. And I was speaking on Friday, basketball on Sunday. So they kind of were together. And does this happen to you? You know, I mean, I can, you know, I have a busy life, right? I own a hair salon. I cut people's hair. Every client is a mystery, right? I mean, hopefully I have some history with them, but, you know, a person can walk in. And at my age, in my memory status, I have trouble even remembering if I've even, you know, somebody will come in. I'm like, hey, man, nice to meet you. They're like, you've done my hair 10 times. I'm like, oh, well, good to see you then, you know? I struggle with that, probably from too much drinking. But, you know, I take on every day. I take on the week. You know, my day's full of these timestamps all through my day, especially if you work in a business or a career that has scheduling. My life is timestamped all throughout the day. I know where I'll be at 1, I'll know I'll be at 1:30, I'll know I'll be at 2:30. But every once in a while, you know, some bigger timestamps plop in there. And one of them, anytime anybody ever asks me to speak, lead, share, I always get nervous. I always get nervous, even though it's absolutely awesome, even though it is an amazing experience, I always get a little bit nervous. And, you know, that self-centered side starts to show up and starts, you know, first of all, I immediately start trying to create the most amazing life-saving speech that ever was written. Right? Anytime these moments like this come up, it does expose a lot of, it's like a litmus test for where I'm at, right? And, you know, anytime something like this comes up, I start imagining, you know, not as much anymore as I used to. When I first, you know, not that I first got sober, when I was, you know, first in the program, had maybe a year, people would ask me all the time, do you want to, hey, can you, and it's not like they cared, they gave a shit what I had to say. You know, we take commitments, right? Hey, I need you to take the commitment for December's open. And usually what that entails is you take the key, open the door, you find a speaker for the week, you get the coffee made, you get the room set up, you know, that's the commitment. And so people are like, hey, man, can you speak? And it's not that they care. They don't give a shit that you what you have to say, right? They just need to fulfill the commitment, which is to find a speaker. And I'm, you know, so I've done this, you know, I won't say thousands, but I've definitely done it. I've probably spoken at 30 meetings, 20 or 30 meetings. And I remember early on, I'd be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'd be like, well, I'm not going to get stressed out. I'm not nervous. But constantly, you know, like when you're laying in bed. And so it would weigh over me. And so I had that little, you know, tidbit of something to do for the end of the week. And I was actually fine with that. It was actually cool. I honestly, at this point, I don't mind. I don't care. You know, my buddy Matt, he used to love, you know, he'd be like, yeah, doing a TED talk. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I remember he would, you know, say something like, just, you know, keep it honest, you know, keep it real, keep it honest and just share. And so I'm like, shit, well, good. We got a green light to non-prep because I don't prep and I don't think we really should prep. I have seen people speak with notes and, you know, maybe even write up something. I think we're missing the point, right? Self wants us to be as polished as possible. Self wants us to save the room. Self wants us to really set a high benchmark for expectations of ourselves when it comes to speaking at a meeting. Because sometimes I think self wants us to fail, right? Self wants us to be so embarrassed that, you know, we never want to do it again. So I just stay out of it. I really try to stay in the moment and know it will absolutely be fine. I've done it enough that it'll just be a blur. But I know one thing. I'm going to feel fucking terrific when it's over, right? Because that, to me, that's when the miracle takes place. It's pushing through those things that really are a struggle. You know, running's the same way. I can run, and then my mind's like, stop running, and you should start walking. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep running. And finally, I'm like, fine. And then I start walking, and I'm like, would you stop running for? Why'd you start walking? You were fine. You know, I just got caught up in that other side of me. And then you start running. But I know that when I push through these real tough timestamps in my life, I feel pretty freaking amazing. I think we all do. I know my wife does it all the time. She's like, you know, that was really a big deal for me. I felt terrific. I'm like, yeah, you know, anytime we can wage a battle between self and humility wins, feels terrific. It feels terrific. And that's kind of how this week was. So, like I said, Friday, I had made a commitment to speak at a meeting. And the other thing was up in Georgetown, which I don't get to a lot of meetings in Georgetown. It's just sort of out of my area. So it was in Georgetown at a meeting I'd never been to. So, of course, that was the other thing. I'm like, oh, great. You know, how many people is going to be here? 10, 2, 200? I don't know. I just had to keep reminding myself, thank God you're freaking sober. Thank God somebody wants you to speak, right? Because there was a big portion of my time in early sobriety, nobody asked me to speak. You know, and I used to think, why? Why not? And I think people can recognize when we're ready. And so I had the big speaking event on Friday, and then I was asked to do this Harlem Wizards thing, which I'm like, I don't know how to play basketball. I mean, of course I played basketball when I was a kid. I mean, I think we all have. I get it. I just haven't played in, I didn't play in middle school, I didn't play in high school, I definitely didn't play in college. But, you know, I'm familiar with how the game works, and, you know, because of these podcasts and some other podcasts that we do, a friend of mine asked me, she said, hey, you want to do it? I thought, when this came up, I thought you might be interested. I was like, of course, I'd love to. So, but, wow, you're right, you know, what a big deal. Like, what's this going to be? 2 people, 20 people, 200 people? I've never personally heard of the Harlem Wizards. I think I'm familiar that there was another team other than the Harlem Globetrotters, but I didn't realize, I hadn't put it really all together. So when she asked me, I was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I don't really know much. And, but you know, a week ago today, I had a lot on the horizon. Very, you know, not overwhelmed, but mentally and, you know, just a little worried because it's a thing. And anytime I have a thing like that, my mind will make the most of it, paint some crazy picture that was absolutely not true. My mind tried to do that a little bit this week, whether it was with the meeting or the basketball thing. And so the weekend showed up. Friday came, went and spoke at the meeting. It was fantastic, just as I suspected. Great meeting. Got to share on the third step. Got to share, you know, which is sort of a revelation that, you know, that third step where it says, took our will and our lives into over to the care of a higher, another higher power. What's it say? Excuse me. It says, where is it? I still can't read. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. You know, and how I felt like, and this is just how I felt. It's how I've been looking at it. But any decision I make to change some ill thing that I do in my life is probably the beginning of a relationship with a higher power. You know, and that was just kind of what I was saying. I was like, I think we've have more, you know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, I'm not going to do this God part. And I think we do more of the God part than we realize. And that was sort of the topic. And the meeting went great. A lot of great feedback. Girl was celebrating. Just really awesome, right? As I knew it would be. There is no reason why that should not have been a great meeting. Amazing time. And, but, you know, I will tell myself through the week, you know, I hope you don't screw up, right? I hope you don't forget. Whatever. Just constantly got me on the edge of my seat a little bit with this whole thing. But I knocked that out of the park on Friday, or at least nobody walked out of the meeting while I was speaking, right? I don't know if it was knocked out of the park. I actually felt, because as I get closer to the 8 o'clock, or I think it was at 7, as I got closer to 7, I started really trying to prep in my mind what I was going to say. And so, but as, you know, as my name was introduced and I was given the floor, it seemed to go by really fast. And, you know, all the things that I wanted to talk about, I forgot. And so, but that was done. And then Sunday, you know, Sunday was the next, excuse me. Sunday was the next thing that was on the agenda, and that one was a little more sketchy because these Harlem Globetrotter, Harlem Wizards guys come into town, and actually turns out it's quite an event. I wasn't aware of this. I mean, I think my youngest had been to an event, but excuse me, I'm having a little sip of this coffee here. Hold on. That's good coffee. Whatever. He had been, but I wasn't aware, and so I wasn't really sure what to expect from this thing. And so the girl, Amanda, texts me, and she goes, all right, be out at the high school at 2:30. Families get in at 3. And I was like, okay. So I, you know, told my wife, and she brought the kids, and oh, boy, that was freaking sketchy. It was a lot of fun, but it was more than 200 people. It was probably 400 people. It was put on by the Rotary. And, man, what a good time. So the way it worked is we got there. We got our T-shirts, which said, you know, Cape Crusaders or whatever it was. And we got I got there at 2:30, walk into the gym, pretty empty. Couple of the Harlem Wizards were there. I got to shake hands. I can tell you in the past, obviously I wouldn't have been invited to do this, but in the past I definitely wouldn't have gone up and shaken these guys' hands. I would have been like, I am not going up there. I don't want to bother these guys, you know, this whole weird thing. But I walked right over. I'm like, hey, man, thank you. Thanks for letting us be part of this. And or let me say, thank you for letting me be part of this. I wasn't thanking them on behalf of everybody, just me at the moment. And but, you know, there's a part of me that said, don't go over there. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't go and try to shake that guy's hand. Don't. And I did. And just so glad I said yes. It was funny. There was one, Pat Hetfield, Zalowski. There were four people on the team that that I played on against the Harlem Wizards that had been on my podcast, the Rehoboth Social Podcast, and that was kind of cool. I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. I really had a lot of fun last night playing that basketball tournament. I am terrible, but we weren't there to really play basketball. We were there to be, you know, sort of a part of a skit for these guys while they played basketball to entertain the kids and stuff like that. And, man, all the kids were there, and there was some special needs team, which was amazing. And it was just such a great event. And, you know, it's all because I, one, put down the alcohol, right? It's, you know, sobriety. I couldn't have any of this without sobriety. And then the other thing is that even though I've been sober, even though I haven't had a drink or a drug in a long time, it hasn't been, it didn't happen right away, but the green light has not always been on about accepting invitations to do, you know, uncomfortable stuff. It hasn't always been that way, even though I've been sober. And at some point I said, you know what, I'm going to try all this food. I'm going to try all these things to do. I remember one of the first things I started to do when I got sober was dance. You know, my first wife and I were doing swing dance lessons up in Philly. I used to love to dance. I love dancing sober. I used to think that I liked to dance drunk, but really what I would do is just be a complete fool. So I remember one of the things that I liked doing was dancing sober. And so my first wife and I, we would dance. It seemed like there was about four or five weddings in my first marriage that we would go to. And just always dancing. And I remember early on sobriety thinking, look at all these drunks can't dance. Not like me because I'm sober. You know, I was still, you know, carrying myself around on my own shoulders because I wasn't drinking. Pretty funny. But yeah, so, you know, just doing these things. And so giving myself the green light to just try different things, whether it's dancing, doing this basketball tournament, trying different kinds of foods, running. I remember my first, we did a 5K, and I'd heard 5K before. Oh, going to go do a 5K, going to go do a marathon, going to do a 10K. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really great. And then my first wife and I were like, hey, she's like, we're going to do a 5K. We're going to walk it. I was like, okay, sounds good. And did it. And, it was amazing, right? All these different things that in the past I would have never done. I get to start doing and really having a great time with it. And last night was one of them. And my kids were there. And, yeah, just awesome, awesome stuff. So, yeah, that's what are we doing here? Let me see. What's this? Yeah. So the point of it, all of it is that, listen, man, listen, folks. You know, if you are sober, or even if you're not sober, one of the fun things that I've been able to do in this journey is say yes to a lot of fun, cool things. And I would hate to go through life and not have the most fun, right? Not have the most experiences. I think that's what I try to tell my kids is, like, you know, it's just another experience. You know, when I started the podcast network, I didn't know how to do a podcast. I didn't know anything. And I'm like, but I really want to do it, right? Do you ever have one of those things that you just really want to do, even though on paper and the voices of others are saying you shouldn't? But I really want to try it, right? I really want to do that. And, you know, sober, not sober, but at some point I had to make the decision I really want to try that stuff. And just having the best time, I couldn't imagine saying no to that thing last night. I will never say no to speaking at a meeting, as long as it's, you know, it's not going to affect my family and you know, my job and stuff, which I couldn't imagine that would ever happen. But saying yes to some other stuff that is, especially that really gets you out of your comfort zone, that is where, to me, where the miracle takes place, and I think that's pretty cool. All right, let's. So that was my weekend. But you know, I guess the whole point of it is they were sort of just kind of looming, right? like a week ago today, they were sort of looming in the distance. And, you know, I tried to remind myself to stay in the moment because, you know, a week ago Monday, I was already thinking about these things and I was already sort of living in these things and I was already having emotional experiences due to these things. And I'm like, stop, right? It's Monday. There's a whole week ahead of you before you have to do these things. So stay in the moment, you know, be aware, right? I am aware of them, but, you know, especially when it comes to the meeting, you know, starting to think of what I'm going to say, how I'm going to save the room. I'm like, just stop. Come back. Stop trying to be amazing. Just, it is what it is. Enjoy it, right? Enjoy the uncomfortability of it. Enjoy, you know, pushing through and enjoy, you know, the revelation that you didn't burst into flames after you spoke at a meeting, right? So, really great. But like I said, just reminding myself, stay in the moment. Don't worry about it. More should be revealed, right? More should be revealed. And then also just being going, listen, man, you wouldn't have any of this if it wasn't for the fact that you are sober today. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Let's see if we can do a little daily reflections, and then I will be out of here. I got some other podcasts to do today, and then, I don't know, chill. All right. Intuition and inspiration. November 14th. We ask God for an inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 86. I invest my time in what I truly love. Step 11 is a discipline that allows me and my higher power to be together, reminding me that with God's help, intuition and inspiration are possible. Practice of these steps brings on self-love. In a constant attempt to improve my conscious contact with the higher power, I subtly remind of my unhealthy past when it patterns of grandiose thinking and false feelings of omnipotence. When I ask God for the power to carry out God's will for me, I am made aware of my powerlessness. Humility and healthy self-love are compatible, a direct result of working on step 11. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I didn't really, it's one of the weird things. These two events looming in the horizon through the week I didn't find the need to pray about it, right? I was aware about it. I was aware of it. But I didn't need to pray, right? And maybe that's just where I'm at today. Maybe I would have had to pray in the past. I think if I had prayed, I would have just said, hey, man, just keep me in the moment, right? Just let me enjoy this. Keep me in the moment. Keep me honest, right? But just, you know, keep me in the moment. And, yeah, it all worked out. Anyway, yeah. Do you have these issues? Do you find these cool little events that come up in your life, you know, out in the future, whether it's a week, 2 weeks? Another one that's actually starting to coming up is we're leaving for Connecticut on Saturday. And it's a little bit stressful. It's a 4.5-hour drive up into Connecticut. It's looming. I see you trip to Connecticut. But I'm going to stay in the moment. My wife and I, she will handle more of the loading the stuff we need to take. I will handle the driving. But, you know, together we will do it. This isn't our first time going up there. But it is a thing I see. I see you up there. And I don't want to get too caught up in it. Honestly, there's a big monkey in the room, which is just a fact of how busy I'm going to be in the next 6 weeks. I'm trying to really stay out of that, trying to stay in the moment one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, because this is a tough time for me. It gets very overwhelming. A lot of needy people, which is fine. I just don't have a lot of opportunities for them. So it really, I see you out there. But anyway, hey, have a great day, and we'll catch up later. Bye.